11 students sit in a circle pounding out rhythms on drums in this weekly class. Jazz bass player and percussionist Okay Temiz, who organized the class, says he loves traditional Turkish music. His mother played oud, the Middle Eastern predecessor of the guitar. Temiz's passion for music began very early.
My mother played oud when she was pregnant to me, so I hear the, you know, rhythms and music and before I come to the world. But then, you know, I play with my mother a lot of things. I listen to Turkish music, Turkish classic music, folk music. I listen very much.
Temiz studied and performed traditional music, but soon became enamored with jazz. Erinç Güzel, owner of a small Turkish jazz label, says Temiz became well-known in Europe and the U.S.
Okay Temiz was the first people who started fusion jazz. He's one of the most known representatives of Turkish jazz in Western world, actually. He worked with so many legendary jazz figures like Dexter Gordon, Don Cherry.
Temiz incorporated traditional Turkish instruments, rhythms, and melodies into his jazz. But this was very controversial. Haluk Demar, an Istanbul DJ, notes that despite his international fame, Temiz faced sharp criticism at home because the country's upper classes considered village musical instruments as rustic and inferior.
While he was playing with all these great jazz legends, while he was recording all around Europe, still not accepted in Turkey. The idea of the villagers' instruments cannot be used in Western music because it's a class thing. You have to do it in a New York way. You have to do it in a Chicago way. It is still a huge ceiling that we still cannot break through.
And when I play the symphony orchestra this instrument, they say, oh, it's not in the tune. I say, and the chef orchestra come with me, he was, doesn't have to be tuned. This is effect sound, you know. If it's on the tune, it's boring. You know, everybody tuning in the 100 people is the same, you know. But this is giving effect.
Temiz persisted. He played jazz even when hired to play dance music. Nightclub owners and the public didn't like jazz in the early years.
It was forbidden almost to play jazz in Turkey, 50s, 60s, 70s.
It was almost forbidden.
Forbidden because you play in the nightclub, we're supposed to play dance music. Before the audience come, we play jazz. Middle of the night, the garçon is chef garçon coming. They say, "Okay, abi, okay, brother. They don't drink. You play some jazz music, and then they go."
Idea was that if you played jazz, people would leave.
People leave, exactly.
Both off and on stage, Temiz thumbs his nose at convention. He has made kitchen pans and cowbells from the villages into rhythm instruments. Güzel explains that when critics disparaged Temiz for playing pots and pans music, he embraced the concept.
The guy is so cool. He doesn't believe in class system. Yeah. He doesn't want to play his game with the class system rules. So he's very confident defining himself as, I'm a villager, so what?
Güzel says that Temiz sets an example for other musicians of how to immerse yourself in the country's traditional music, whether Turkish, Kurdish, or Armenian. She says that enriches the traditional music as well as creates innovative, contemporary jazz.
To create something, you need to know the background. You need to know the culture, right? The musician needs to make peace with their roots and really need to redefine themselves. All the country need to redefine themselves with a multicultural way.
Okai Temis agrees. He has always rebelled against musical convention and continues to think outside the box.
I do always different things. Different. If somebody does something, I do opposite. I don't play for people. I play for myself. I'm always looking.
Reese Ehrlich, DW, Istanbul.